Kytus calmly stepped into the vestibule, where two squads of black-armored GAG sentries stood at slack-jawed attention. Across from them, spilling down a long corridor servicing the Anakin Solo's auxiliary intelligence and control cabins, was a platoon of gray-armored elite guard stormtroopers, who served as the Moff's collective bodyguard. Kytus stopped in front of the battle-seasoned GAG sergeant. "Are you still in contact with Commander Barrett?"
"Not since we were hit, my lord," the sergeant said. "There hasn't been any contact at all from Dark Deck. Our entire comnet has gone dead, so has surveillance."
"I was afraid of that." Kytus nodded, making the same assumption the sergeant obviously had, that Dark Deck, the nickname for ship security headquarters, had been destroyed in the Stealth X attack. "My sister has boarded the Anakin Solo. I need you to organize a search."
"As you wish, my lord," the sergeant said. "Do you have any, special insights as to where we should start?"
Kytus shook his head. "She's hiding in the Force, so I can't actually feel her presence."
"Very well. And when we find her?"
"Alert me," Kytus said. "I'll have to address this personally. Trying to handle her yourself will just get you and your people killed."
"Thank you for your consideration."
The sergeant sounded more relieved than he should have, and a little surprised.
"Then you think the Anakin Solo is going to survive this?"
The question caught Kytus off guard. It had never occurred to him that the Anakin Solo might not survive. He considered his answer for a moment, expanding his Force awareness to all corners of the Star Destroyer, and was surprised by the amount of pain, confusion, and fear that he felt. Kytus looked back to the sergeant. "It's too early to know for certain, but I'll share a secret with you." He laid his hand on the sergeant's shoulder. "It really doesn't matter. We've already won." A touch of doubt and disappointment flashed through the sergeant's eyes, and his expression quickly grew guarded and neutral.
"That's good to hear, my lord."
Kytus shot him a knowing half-smile. "It's unwise to doubt me, sergeant. We have won. I've seen it." Kytus left the sergeant to his unspoken skepticism and entered the auxiliary command center, where the personnel looked anything but confident of victory. The ship's officers were sitting at their consoles at the far end, shouting into their mics or at one another as they struggled to determine the extent of the Anakin Solo's damage. Tahiri stood off to one side before a bank of unoccupied assimilation stations. She was surrounded by a mob of thoughtfully frowning Moffs, speaking with their de facto leader, gray-haired, combat-trim Lesserson, in the concerned tones of someone facing a sad, unpleasant truth. As Kytus approached, Lesserson abruptly stopped speaking and turned to face him.
"Lord Kytus, how good to see you well. I was just explaining to Lady Vela how worried we were about your welfare."
"That's true," Tahiri said. "The Moffs seem quite concerned about your sanity."
The Force boiled with shock and dismay, and several Moffs began to sputter denials, their eyes growing wide and afraid. Only Lesserson seemed unsurprised by Tahiri's bold betrayal of their confidence. He watched her with equal parts hatred and admiration.
"Moff Lesserson, you'll be kind enough to fill me in on the discussion you were having with my apprentice."
Kytus made it an order, deliberately pushing his authority to test the Moff's willingness to challenge him.
"Leave out the part where you suggest I'm insane. I really have no interest in your opinion regarding that."
Lesserson started to deny he had made such a suggestion, then seemed to remember how difficult it was to lie to a Force user and nodded.
"As you wish, my lord. I was simply expressing our concern over the tactical situation and suggesting a course of action to change the tide of battle."
"Suggestions are always welcome," Kytus said. "In the future, bring them directly to me. There's no need to trouble my apprentice with them."
Lesserson inclined his head.
"As you wish, Lord Kytus," he said. "I was suggesting to Lady Vela that we might be able to save the Remnant Assault Fleet by disrupting the Hapen command structure at its highest levels. We do that with an attack on the Dragon Queen."
Kytus couldn't read Lesserson's thoughts quite clearly enough to determine what kind of attack the Moff was suggesting, but he had no doubt about the real target. The Dragon Queen was Tenel Ka's personal flagship. If the Moffs were talking about going after it, they were talking about going after Tenel Ka herself.
and Kaidus wouldn't have had a problem with that, except that he had sensed another familiar presence aboard the Dragon Queen during his battle meditation. Just before the ambush, he had noticed both mother and daughter hanging on the far side of the Haven fleet.